My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Now, alongside every other part of a horror game which has been carefully crafted by developers, the enemies lurking within them are designed specifically to heighten the tension. With enemies being such a key part of a game's design, it's crucial that the developers get them right. If they make them too easy, then the player's just going to overcome them very quickly and the tension will be lost. On the other hand, if developers make an enemy too challenging, then the fear that they initially instilled is quickly going to be replaced by frustration. After all, there's simply nothing fun about trying to get past the same enemy for the 20th time, with the sense of tension dissipating long before then. And unfortunately, that's what we're here to talk about today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most infuriating enemies in horror games. Number 10, The Ghost, White Knight, 2015. Presented in a striking black and white aesthetic while utilizing slick fixed camera angles, White Knight proudly wears its pulpy noir inspirations on its sleeve. In it, players take on the role of a detective who finds himself stranded at the creepy Vesper Manor after a car accident, and it's not long until he discovers that the place is haunted by the malevolent spirit of a woman who appears throughout the house. The only way to banish this ghost is to shine an electric light on her, with this gameplay mechanic forming the basis of many of the game's puzzles. Initially making herself known with a heart-stopping jump scare early on in the game, it doesn't take long before players learn to fear this ghostly apparition, and once she detects the player, she'll chase them down, instantly killing them once caught. But spotting this ghost is made tricky thanks to the overwhelming darkness that covers each room. Worse than this, though, is the difficulty that comes when trying to evade her whilst wrestling with the constantly shifting camera angles. Getting lost or stuck in the environment makes it all too easy for the ghost to catch you and instantly kill the player, forcing them to restart from whenever they last save their game. Number 9. Workers, Scorn. From walls that drip with viscera to the fleshy weapons that attach themselves to the protagonist's body, nothing about Scorn's design is supposed to be pleasant. This design philosophy likewise extends to the game's small selection of enemies, all of which are equal parts grotesque and bizarre. One of the first hostile creatures that players will encounter, the workers, are likewise the most common enemy in the game. Also referred to as bears in the official art book, these nightmarish monsters drag their bloated bodies on four gangly legs, whilst their head resembles a kind of Venus flytrap. Given their commonality and being the first proper enemy that the player will face, it would be easy to assume that workers would be as squishy as they look. However, this is far from the case. Although they won't attack players until they spot them, fighting even these basic enemies becomes an unnecessarily arduous task. Thanks to the player character's deliberately sluggish movements, workers have a massive speed advantage against them. Not only does this make landing a hit on them an unnecessarily difficult challenge, but it likewise means that evading them is just as annoying. And by the way, the shooting controls in this game absolutely suck. Great. Number 8. Poltergeist Objects, Alan Wake. When Alan Wake arrives in Bright Falls, his relaxing vacation descends into a nightmare when a supernatural entity known as the Dark Presence takes over the town. Possessing the townsfolk and turning them into zombie-like beings known as the Taken, these shadowy enemies can only be defeated after the writer burns away the darkness surrounding them with his trusty flashlight. But humans aren't the only thing that the Dark Presence can control. Alongside the Taken, Wake will likewise come up against inanimate objects that have been corrupted by the darkness. Known as poltergeist objects, the These threats can take the form of anything from car tires to entire pieces of a train. Whilst these threats can make for fun and gripping set pieces such as the bulldozer fight, dealing with them is more of a headache than anything else. Not requiring any ammo to defeat, all it takes to vanquish a possessed object is some light. However, it takes a good chunk of time for Wake's flashlight to defeat them. Moreover, dodging out of the way when they hurtle towards you is tremendously difficult, especially when they surprise you from behind. Even more irritating in larger numbers, poltergeist objects prove to be scary for all the wrong reasons. Number 7. Imps. Rule of Rose. In survival horror cult gem Rule of Rose, 19-year-old orphan Jennifer inexplicably awakens in an airship run by malevolent young girls who call themselves the Red Crayon Aristocrat Club. Taken into the group as the lowest-ranking member, Jennifer spends each level completing tasks for each of the other members in order to find gifts for them. But being a survival horror game, exploring the airship in search of these items isn't made easy thanks to the army of imps that roam the narrow hallways. The only enemy in the game except the bosses, these child-sized critters wear ghoulish animal masks and wield weapons that range from brooms to knives. They're extremely aggressive and will attack the orphan protagonist on sight. Especially dangerous in larger numbers, getting swarmed by these foes can quickly spell a game over. However, what makes them obnoxiously infuriating enough to be featured on this list is that hitting them is made almost impossible thanks to the game's infamously terrible controls. It's best to stay as far away as possible from these enemies when spotted, even if that means taking a long detour to your destination. Number 6. Moths. Resident Evil Code Veronica. Throughout the many years in the franchise's lifespan, there have been plenty of infected enemies within the Resident Evil series that have driven seasoned veterans insane. These have ranged from the dastardly crimson heads that first appeared in the 2002 remake, the tank-like hunters of Resident Evil 3, and the skin-crawling regeneradors of Resident Evil 4. However, none of these enemies are as aggravating as the moths from Code Veronica. Now, these shouldn't be confused with the giant moths that appeared in the original Resident Evil 2, because these moths are smaller and weaker, but infinitely more infuriating. Although you can bat these irksome insects aside in combat without much hassle, doing so is pointless because these moths will simply keep spawning, so fighting them is a waste of both the player's time and ammo. Though this is actually the least of the player's worries when facing these creatures, because you see, like other Resident Evil enemies, these moths can poison the players, which requires a blue herb to cure. But unlike the constantly spawning moths, however, there is a finite number of blue herbs in this game. Therefore, it's actually quite possible for players to find themselves in an unwinnable position where restarting the game is their only option.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5. Big Sisters, Bioshock 2. So Bioshock's Big Daddies are one of the most iconic video game enemies ever. Easily recognizable with their bulky diving suits and enormous drill arm, facing one of these is no easy task. But fighting a Big Daddy was the price to pay if the players wanted to get that valuable Adam from the Little Sisters whom they protect. Playing as one of these gigantic brutes in the second game meant that the developers needed to create a foe that would be a challenging fight for even the toughest enemy of their previous game. And what they came up with was the Big Sister. The result of what happens when a little sister passes puberty, these new enemy types will protect their younger siblings in the same way as the Big Daddies did. But thanks to their affinity with Adam, these older sisters are stronger, faster, and more agile than the hunking behemoths that the players were used to facing. Equipped with wrist-mounted blades for close-range melee attacks and the ability to use plasmids at range, these enemies are a serious threat. Each encounter with them was like a mini-boss fight, and players will know exactly when a big sister will arrive thanks to their terrifying, ear-piercing shrieks. Number 4. Basilisks, Dark Souls. It's impossible to talk about frustrating horror game enemies without mentioning the Basilisks from Dark Souls, an enemy that strikes fear into the heart of any Souls player. From Software's Soulsborne series is one that is well known for its levels of cruelty towards its players, particularly when it comes to its fiendish enemy designs. Whether it's devious mimics disguised as chests, health bar shrinking jailers, or even the malign silver knight archers of Anor Londo, there's no shortage of enemies that Souls players come to despise. But even those don't come close to the terror felt when stumbling upon a nest of basilisks. Often found in large groups, these frog-like enemies will hop around spraying deadly mist which inflicts the dreaded curse effect upon players. Not only does this mean an instant death if the effect takes hold, but in the first game it also meant that the unlucky player's health bar would be reduced until the curse was removed. Although the health bar penalty was removed in later games, being surrounded by these creatures still proved to be an anxiety-inducing time. And Dark Souls isn't the only place where players will find them either, as they've appeared in Elden Ring as well, and they are just as nightmarish as ever. Number 3. Guardians, Dead Space. After arriving on the USG Ishimura in Dead Space, Isaac Clarke is faced with swarms of necromorphs. Reanimated corpses that have been transformed into monstrous and mutilated creatures, they are as ferocious as they are frightening. But unlike most enemies, the only way to dispatch one is to sever its limbs, which makes any confrontation a rather stressful ordeal. Throughout the player's time on this infested mining ship, they'll encounter various kinds of necromorphs, from the speedy slashers to the hulking brutes. Each variation poses its own gameplay challenge, but none are as frustrating to contend with than the Guardians. A mass of writhing flesh that is fused to a wall, a Guardian's main purpose is to protect key areas. Although they're immobile, these enemies nevertheless are incredibly dangerous and are the bane of anyone who encounters them. Not only are they rather difficult to kill, with shooting their tentacles that sprout from their chest taking up the player's scarce ammo, but they can instantly kill Isaac with a razor-sharp appendage if he gets too close. More annoying is that the Guardians will likewise spit a bombardment of tentacle pods at Isaac that explode when hit. So what you gotta do is stay back and use explosives on Guardians to make fighting them as painless as possible. But still, it's going to be a chore either way. Number 2. Laura, The Evil Within. Best described as a cross between the girl from The Ring and a spider, Laura stands out as being one of the most memorable and nightmare-inducing enemies from the Evil Within series. A monstrous manifestation of antagonist Ruvik's sister, Laura makes a handful of appearances within the first game. Announcing herself by unexpectedly bursting from a corpse on the ground, the first encounters with Laura are characterized by heart-pounding chase sequences in which she teleports towards protagonist Sebastian in her relentless pursuit whilst also reappearing from bodies to surprise him and the player. Completely impervious to regular damage at these points, Laura can be slowed down by burning her with fire to create some distance. However, it's during the proper fights against her in the 5th and 10th chapters where this enemy's annoyances really start to show. The aim of these sections is to lure her into traps in order to burn her, but thanks to her proclivity for teleportation, getting her into these traps is much easier said than done. Before long, the player's fear of her will turn into frustration while attempting to shepherd her into a specific spot. Laura likewise makes an appearance in the sequel, where she is unfortunately just as tedious to fight. And number 1, the Poison Head Crabs, Half-Life 2. When it comes to video game enemies, they don't get much freakier than the head crabs from the seminal shooter Half-Life. Alien creatures that attach themselves to their victim's head to transform them into mind-controlled zombies, these terrifying crustaceans make for an unsettling enemy concept. But what makes them even scarier, though, is that their hosts are still conscious conscious while under their control and can be heard crying for help. These unpleasant creatures were made even more of a threat in the sequel when the poisonous variant was introduced. And as with all poisonous video game enemies, meeting one of these in the wild was no laughing matter. When poisoned by these nasty little things, the player's health is dropped all the way down to one very squishy health point. Although the player's health will slowly regenerate after a few moments, being left in a vulnerable state like this after being bitten at the wrong time can result in a rather abrupt game over. Players will quickly learn to associate the unmistakable and equally disturbing rattling sound that these creatures make with utter danger. When it's heard, it is best to scan the immediate vicinity to find the source of this noise before it leaps out at you first. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 of the most infuriating enemies in horror games. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comment section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero, and I hope to see you over there. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. Hope you treat yourself well with love and respect, because you deserve all the best things in life, all right? And do not let anything or anyone else tell you otherwise. You are a massive ledge, and you deserve the bloody best. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.